Hi there, my name is Matt Heidinger, and I'm a program manager on the developer platform, here to talk to you today about expanding the reach to your customers in bots, and also engage with a new experience coming to Windows soon called the Timeline View. So before I dig in, I want to talk about where we typically see cards. You look at your Facebook feed, and you see a lot of content shared. All the content across the internet is shared, but yet it somehow looks like Facebook. This is a YouTube article shared in Facebook stream, and that definitely feels to me as a user like, oh, that fits in naturally with Facebook. If I look at that same content or that same card in, say, Edge's new tab page, it's the same text, it's the same content, the same video, but now looking and feeling like new tab page. It matches that brand identity. That same content, you see this all the time, can get shared in an app like Skype or Messenger or even MMS. And you typically see a little card preview of that content matching the experience that it's in this case, Skype. And lastly, you see Timeline. So Timeline is a new experience coming to Windows Insider builds, possibly by the time this video comes out, but very soon after. And very soon, it's a way of browsing back what you were doing. Think of it like the browser history for your entire operating system. And we'll show a live demo of this soon. But the key piece is that this looks and feels like Timeline. So where do adaptive cards fit into all that? It seems like, okay, you've got this app and I've got a square that I can just put some UI in. Why not just use something like XAML or HTML? Why don't we offer that today? And there's a reason for that, and it's with a rich UI canvas, you can't really control that experience. It's hard for a card author to say, here's my content, and have it automatically adapt to all these different experiences. So adaptive cards is setting up to fit that middle ground between fixed templates, what we have today, like receipt templates and things like that for bots, and in wide open UI canvas. So let's take a quick look at what that looks like. Switching over to a website I have called Contoso ScubaBot. This is a silly website, but you can see that my business, my Contoso Scuba business, wants to allow developers to engage with my service via a bot. So you can see this chat in the window where I can say, where can I go scuba diving? And with that, the bot will respond with a carousel of cards. These are all adaptive cards, adapting to the look and feel of my website. And I could say, Fabricam, how about that, this one. From there, you could see a different set of cards, different look and feel, but still looking nice. I could say Golden Gardens. To quickly fly through some of these, you can see that cards can actually request input. They can request dates. You can see I'm mixing and matching some UI, some images with the text, etc. And ultimately, I can have one card show another card. For example, I can say I want beef, and when I choose beef, I get a secondary dropdown to choose what I might be allergic to. And once I'm done, we'll see. Oh, let's fill out this Matt Heidinger. @microsoft.com. It's not a working email. Don't try that. And hit next. And so here's an even richer card with a rich weather showing the actual weather for Golden Gardens Park where I'm going. So all of those were adaptive cards in a bot. We'll show a little bit about those later and where you can learn more. But I want to show the other side of it, and that's in Timeline. So I'm using a VM right here just to show this is an early build coming soon. But here's a live look at the Timeline experience. It's a new feature that you'll get in Task View, the button we've typically associate with WinTab. And you can see as I scroll down, it's showing me, it's a little stuttery in the VM, but it's showing me things that I had been doing previously. And notice all of these cards from different apps like PowerPoint or Maps or Edge all have the same look and feel. That's the power of adaptive cards. Because they're expressed in agnostic terms, they can adapt the identity that's hosting them. And you can even see here from my Contoso Scuba instructor that someone had booked this meeting, or in fact, me as the instructor have accepted this meeting, the scuba dive at a certain time, and I can use Timeline to quickly, check where that was. So now I'm gonna quickly change gears and show a little bit about adaptive cards. So they live at adaptivecards.io. A unique part about adaptive cards is that they're entirely open source and used in a whole wide of parts of the industry and the ecosystem around them, from bots to Windows to even Office. If you look at Outlook actual messages, you could see they announced some stuff recently about moving to adaptive cards and kind of standardizing around that. So from the site, we have a wide array of documentation. For Windows Developer Day, I recommend clicking on our docs, going to Getting Started, and for Windows developers, we talk about how to plug into Timeline in a very simple way. Really, the API is this key thing. There's an adaptive card builder, and you can create an adaptive card from any JSON string. And that gets me to what adaptive cards really are. So quickly flipping back to the website, you can click on Samples. And these are, I want to stress, these are not templates. So adaptive cards are not templates. They're a very limited amount of building blocks that you can compose together from text to images to some actions. And this is just showing a handful of scenarios that adaptive cards could power. So if you're in the airline industry and you want to send someone a card that's a flight update, you can build something that looks exactly like this or tweak it as you see fit. You can collect a rich array of inputs from dropdowns to checkboxes, et cetera. Again, I want to stress all of this is completely native UI. So in adaptive cards, a key piece is we take this JSON payload, the content that you've described, and we will render it natively wherever that platform is. So if I'm talking to a bot on an Android phone or from a UWP app, it always generates native XAML or native Android UI elements based on this JSON schema. And I don't have a lot of time to go into it in this short video, but if you check out the Schema Explorer, we have a rich tool showing you all of the elements that you can play with and visualize how they interact together. So here's a fully rich adaptive card showing a couple different pieces of input you can collect. If you click on text block, for example, you can see the parameters that we offer for text block, be it wrapping and a couple color options that you get to choose from, horizontal alignment, et cetera, et cetera. All these different ways you can compose an adaptive card together so that it'll appear natively in an app that is hosting it. So for example, just to quickly tie that home, we have these try it yourself links on every card. And so when you load up our visualizer, what we have here is a container dropdown showing you, simulating what this card will look like in a variety of different experiences. So here's that card being sent through a bot and rendered inside Microsoft Teams. Notice the buttons are Teams purple. They align horizontally. If I were to look at that same card in, say, Skype, you notice now the buttons, this whole card just shifted. It's now fixed width. It has stacking buttons, the buttons that look like Skype style. I could look at even a Windows notification. And now notice this very much looks and feels like a notification. The beauty being that me as the card author, I didn't have to design any of this. I didn't have to know anyone's design language. I describe my content in a very simple language, and it automatically gets adapted everywhere that adaptive cards are supported. So the final link I'll show you is our GitHub. It's just at github.com/Microsoft/adaptive cards. And everything here from our open source schema to our open source renderers. We have renderers for Android, HTML client. We have a .NET backend, .NET WPF, iOS, UWP, Xamarin coming soon, all hosted here, open source and ready for integration in whatever scenario you may have. So flipping back to the slides after that whirlwind tour around adaptive cards. To summarize, adaptive cards are completely native. You will see them in future Windows experiences. They're in Timeline coming very soon. The API exists today. You'll see them in Skype, in Microsoft Teams, again in Outlook. The whole goal is they sit between fixed templates and completely custom UI. We're trying to skirt that divide between the content authors and the host apps who still want to contain some control of the user experience. They automatically adapt to the host UX and brand guidelines. They're low cost, again, targeted at the long tail, and they're purely declarative, no code. So you can, as you dive in, see some actually relatively complicated orchestrations with cards showing other cards, but it's all done in a purely declarative way, which makes it natively run on every platform. So to wrap up, this is a quick kind of look at the adaptive cards ecosystem as it exists today. Today you'll see them in Bot Framework, in Skype coming soon, Microsoft Teams coming soon, the web chat control you saw on my website, that's live today. You can embed a bot, talk to a bot, develop it through the bot framework, host it right in your website, and render adaptive cards natively. You'll also start to see adaptive cards used more and more in Windows experiences. The first one is obviously timeline. Soon we have more experiences to announce that are in early prototyping phase, and we'll start to roll out some of that throughout the year and into next year. I quickly mentioned Outlook actionable messages. This is a really cool scenario for just attaching a lightweight card to your email, to any email. And if it's rendered in Outlook in mobile or desktop, they'll render a nice card UI automatically at the top to let you quickly take actions. This is very cool when you see it in things like pull requests that come in. You can get a nice little card summarizing the pull request, and you can even take actions on it right there. We do have some more partners to announce in the coming months, so stay tuned for that. And finally, you. I mean, we are really excited about this technology. We're really excited that we've made it completely open source and open usage. We're looking for anyone to use this product where they have a scenario where they want to open themselves up and host content from a wide array of people, but still be able to trust that content is safe and secure and that you're ultimately in control of the user experience. So quickly, resources to recap, adaptivecards.io has everything there. And you can also find us on Twitter at the hashtag adaptivecards. Thank you.